Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So when we get to heaven, we won't have that flesh and blood. If you're following what I'm saying, completely different. That flesh and maybe a spirit, I'm not sure. I'm not seen it yet, but we'll figure it out when we get to heaven what kind of body we'll have, okay? But he's making a statement, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. In other words, corruption means decay. It applies to man affected by sin. It's been stated in my house recently, just the past couple of days. Do you know that every one of us are dying? Some just die quicker than others. From the day we're born to die. We're dying. That sounds morbid, but it is true. Some just die quicker. Well, we see here, that's why, because our body is corrupt. It's decaying. And it's because of the effects of sin. And then it must inherit incorruption. The word incorruption, again, is just the opposite. Instead of decaying, it's pure. Literally means purity. And with that goes along perpetuity. And we're going to see that in just a minute. Immortality. Where he talks about the mortal shall put on immortality. Right now we're mortal. Again, we'll go back. We were in Greece here just a week or so ago. And they believed in those gods who were immortal and all those numerous gods and all who were the immortals. But we're mortal beings. We do not live forever. But one day we will become immortal. Say it again. Immortal. Okay? And so because of that, we will inherit incorruption. In other words, it's pure and it's perpetual. In other words, we'll never die. Verse number 51. Then I love that word, behold. It means look, and only look, listen, and pay attention to what I have to say. It's interesting. That word, behold, is so important in God's word that it's used 1,275 times. Behold! 1,275 times. You reckon God's trying to tell us something? Behold, what I'm going to tell you is very important. Not only look, but you listen. Behold, I show you a mystery. Now, by now, most of you know we've studied through the book. You know what the word mystery means? It's something not yet known that is about to be revealed. And in this case, it was a subject of the resurrection. They couldn't understand it. He said, behold, listen, I'm going to show you a mystery. Now I'm going to reveal it to you about the resurrection. Now listen to what he says. They didn't understand it. And he's going to reveal it to them about this subject of the resurrection. Here's the mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Have in my notes here. One of the nursery workers told me months ago that they're going to put that verse in the nursery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Some of y'all got that, some of you. But he it's an interesting, he's been talking all through chapter 15 about the resurrection. And now he says, behold, I'm going to show you a mystery. Something that has not yet been revealed, but I'm going to reveal to you. We're not all going to die. The word sleep, Paul is referring to, the word sleep is used different times, and see it also in 1 Thessalonians and here. It refers to the death of a believer. It's never referred to the death of an unbeliever, but always in the New Testament, it's referred to the death of a believer that they're at rest, that restful repose of the dead. Now, this does not mean that their soul sleep, like a lot of some denominations, religions teach soul sleep. No, they're actively, they're not in some state of la la and floating on a cloud somewhere, because we understand that the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be where?
Present with the Lord.
Present with the Lord. And Paul said, I'm going to show you a mystery. We're not all going to sleep, but we are all going to be changed. What are you talking about, all? The living and those who are asleep, those who are dead. So there's two sets of people right here in this verse. We shall not all sleep. And by the way, I want you to notice, Paul put he himself in that category of we. Shall not all sleep. In other words, we're not all going to die. Paul was looking for the undertaker. He was not looking for the undertaker. If I could put it in layman's terms, Paul was looking for the return of Christ in his day. That's why he said, we shall not all sleep. I believe that Jesus Christ could come at this very moment. Don't you? That's an imminent return. We're to always, and I cannot understand, I'm not going to get off this hobby horse and chase this thing down the road. I cannot understand Bible students and preachers and students and all who study the Word of God and don't come up with the thought that Jesus could come at any moment. They think we have to go through the tribulation or part of the tribulation or the trumps, and we're going to look at the trump, the last trump. Then we're going to, those trumpets in the Revelation. No. We're to be always looking for him to come. The Bible nowhere tells us to look for the Antichrist. Not one time. Again, I said I wasn't going to get off on my hobby horse, but it bothers me. Bible people, I know them. I had a fella when I was in Kenya. That was a long time ago. About 1997, 1998, I think, about 1998. Had a fella come from the States, and he came to teach in the Bible school over there in Kenya. Of course, I had nothing to do with it. He came over, and he taught those guys about the eschatology and about the coming of Christ, and he taught them, he taught them that the Lord would not come until the seventh trumpet. They're going through the tribulation, and I'm just sitting there. And this, I'm doing this. I didn't say a word because he was the guest speaker. But he did stay with us at the house. I never forget. While we lived in Cockermaggie, he stayed at the house while he was there. And he knew my stance on the second coming, that the Lord could come at any moment. And he agreed to it. And we talked about it every time we'd come home from the, I wouldn't say nothing during class, but on the drive back from the class to the house, he would ask me questions. I wouldn't give him Bible answers. And I won't get in all because it's a long, long. He got so upset with me because I just give him Bible answers about the coming of Christ. He finally said this, and I'll never forget this. He slammed the car door on the passenger side when he said this. He said, well, I know who the two witnesses are. I will say this, when he left the house, and this is the only time Latrice has ever done this. You can tell where I said this. When she and the guy's dead in heaven today, he's saved, fella. In heaven today, he just had his eschatology is all messed up. When he left the house and he drove away, or somebody, Ernie came and picked him up, she did this. The whole week, he was just... He's a Bible. He had a doctorate degree. Paul said, we shall not all sleep. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ and stuff. But we shall all be changed. I love that. All should be changed. It means to be transformed, to be made different. We would have a glorified body like Christ. I'm going to run out of time. But you know, 1 John 3 talks about that. When he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. Now, what that is, I don't know. But I know it's much better than what you're looking at today. Amen and amen. You didn't have to say amen to that. But here's the time element. I love this. He doesn't finish that. For we all should be changed. Now, look at this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.